Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on ghost note composition for pirate radio energy in jungle and old school drum and bass. Today we're building a bassline framework that feels alive, skippy, a little bit dangerous, and really musical without getting too crowded. The big idea is simple. In drum and bass, the bass is not just the low end. It's part of the rhythm section. It has to dance with the breakbeat, answer the snare, and leave enough space for the drums to breathe. And that's exactly where ghost notes come in. Ghost notes are those quiet little in-between notes that glue the main hits together. They're not there to shout, they're there to create movement, tension, and momentum. If your bass line feels stiff, ghost notes can wake it up. If it feels messy, you probably need fewer of them. So we're going to build this with balance in mind. First, let's set up a clean bass sound. Create a new MIDI track and load Operator. Operator is great for this because it gives you a really clean sub quickly, which is perfect for jungle and old-school DNB. Set oscillator to a sine wave, and turn off the other oscillators for now. Keep the attack short, the decay medium, and the sustain low or off to start with. We want a tight, controlled bass tone, not a giant synth patch yet. The reason we start simple is because the rhythm is the star here. If the sound is already too busy, the groove gets muddy fast. A solid sub gives your ghost notes something to move around. Now let's write the main bass hits first. This is important. Do not start by filling every gap. Start with the anchors. In a two-bar loop, place 3 to 5 main notes. A useful old-school style idea is to hit the root on beat 1. Add a syncopated note around beat 2 and another note before beat 3 or 4. Then maybe a short pickup into the next bar. Keep these notes fairly short at first. Think around an eighth note to a quarter note, depending on the groove. Leave spaces between them. Those spaces are where the ghost notes will live later. Now comes the fun part. Add the ghost notes. These are your soft connective notes, the little rhythmic whispers that make the bass line feel like it's breathing around the drums. Put them in the gaps between your main hits, especially on off beats and just before snare moments. A really good beginner rule is to keep ghost note velocities around 15 to 45, while your main hits sit more like 80 to 110. That contrast matters a lot. Loud notes become the statement. Quiet notes become the motion. In Ableton's MIDI editor, use the velocity lane so you can really see that hierarchy. If your ghost notes are too loud, they stop feeling like ghost notes and start sounding like clutter. And in jungle, clutter is the enemy of swing. Think of it like this. Loud notes are your anchors. Medium notes are your phrase notes. And very quiet notes are your passing notes. That little hierarchy makes the bass line feel human. Now let's make sure the bass locks to the drums without copying them exactly. If you already have a breakbeat in the project, listen to where it breathes. Don't try to mirror every drum hit. Just let the groove inform your placement. You can also use Ableton's groove pool if you want a little swing. Keep it subtle though. Around 10 to 25% timing and velocity influence is usually enough for this kind of bass line. The idea is that the bass should feel like it's dodging the snare, not fighting it. In old school DNB, that push and pull between bass and drums is a huge part of the energy. Next, let's shape the tone a bit. Add saturator after operator. This is a really easy way to make the bass read better on smaller speakers. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just making things louder for the sake of it. After that, add EQ 8. Clean up the extreme low end by cutting below about 20 to 30 Hz. If the bass feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the mid-range gets harsh, ease off a bit around 1 to 3kHz. If you want a bit more movement, you can create a simple restyle layer. One easy beginner method is to duplicate the bass on a second MIDI track, make it slightly different, and add a very light chorus ensemble. Keep that layer subtle. Also, high-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub stays clean and centered. That's a really important rule in drum and bass. Keep the sub mono. The low end needs to stay focused. Width belongs in the upper layer, not in the deep bass. Now let's make the ghost notes feel expressive instead of just placed. Use auto filter or your synth filter to open and close the tone across the phrase. A darker intro might start around 150 to 400 Hz on the cutoff, then open more as the section builds. Keep resonance modest, just enough to add character, not squeal. You can also shape the envelope so the notes feel more percussive. A short attack, medium decay, and fairly short release will help the ghost notes flick in and out quickly. That quick contour is part of the classic pirate radio energy. It gives the bass that twitchy, hunted feel. Now let's build some call and response phrasing. This is one of the most useful tools in this style. Instead of repeating the exact same bass pattern over and over, treat the phrase like a conversation. For example, in bar 1, play the main statement. In bar 2, answer it with a couple of ghost notes and maybe a pickup. Then in bar 3, repeat the idea but change one note. In bar 4, leave a little more space and add a lead-in back into the loop. That tiny variation keeps the bass from feeling robotic. A great beginner trick is to change just one thing every 2 or 4 bars. Maybe mute one ghost note. Maybe move a pickup note a tiny bit earlier. Maybe lengthen one final note. You do not need to rewrite the whole thing. In this style, small changes go a long way. And here's a really useful coach note. If you're not sure whether a note belongs, mute it and listen. Good bass writing in jungle often survives subtraction. If the groove still works after removing a note, that note may not be necessary. Now let's think about the arrangement a little. For a 16-bar framework, you can imagine it like this. The first 4 bars are sparse and tense. Bars 5 to 8 become the main bass statement. Bars 9 to 12 introduce more ghost note activity. Bars 13 to 16 open things up with filter movement and a bit more lift, setting up the next section. That progression makes the loop feel like it's going somewhere. If the breakbeat gets busier, simplify the bass. If the drums breeze more, let the bass talk a little more. The best drum and bass lines are always reacting to the drum energy, not trying to dominate it all the time. Let's add a little more control with the rest of the Ableton stock tools. Use utility to keep the sub centered. If you're grouping your bass layers, put them on a bass bus and check the width carefully. A stereo movement should live in the mid layer only. Keep the low end stable. If you want extra grime, you can also resample a good bass phrase. Record a 1-bar or 2-bar loop, drop it into an audio track, and chop it up. You can even reverse one short note or tail to create a classic jungle style transition moment. That sampled, chopped feeling is part of the sound. Now, let's talk about drums and bass as one system. If the kick and snare are too dense, the ghost notes disappear. If the bass is too thick, the break loses its edge. So you want a careful relationship. If needed, use compressor for gentle side chain from the kick. Keep it subtle. You're not chasing a big pumping effect here, just a little space. A ratio of around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, with a fastish attack and a moderate release, is a good place to start. And remember, low volume checks matter. If the ghost notes still imply motion when you turn the volume down, they're probably placed well. Now for some pirate radio movement. Add small automation changes over 8 or 16 bars. Open the filter a little as the phrase builds. Add a touch more saturator drive before the drop. Send a tiny bit of echo onto the last ghost note of a phrase. Or mute the sub for just one beat before the switch up. Then slam it back in. Keep these moves subtle. This style is about tension and grit. Not huge cinematic effects everywhere. A really nice advanced variation is 2-bar tension and 2-bar release. Write one version of the bass with more ghost note activity, then another version with slightly fewer notes and more space. Alternate them every 2 bars. That makes the loop feel like it's talking to itself. You can also try an octave tease. Put one ghost note an octave higher, keep it short and quiet, and let it flash for a moment. That little surprise can add a lot of character without changing the identity of the bass line. Another great trick is pickup reversal. Bounce a short note at the end of a phrase, reverse it, and place it before the next section. That's a classic way to get a gritty jungle transition without overcomplicating the arrangement. So let's recap the core idea. Start with a clean sub. Write the main bass hits first. Leave space. Add quiet ghost notes as timing glue. Keep the sub mono. Shape the tone with saturation, echo, and filtering. Let the bass respond to the breakbeat, and make tiny changes every few bars so the loop keeps moving. If your bass line feels too static, add ghost notes. If it feels too busy, remove some. In jungle and old school DNB, the magic is usually in the balance between weight, space, and motion. For a quick practice challenge, try building a 2-bar loop right now. Use only one bass synth. Write 3 main notes. Add 4 to 6 ghost notes between them. Make the ghost notes much quieter than the main hits. Add a little saturator and EQ. Then loop it with a breakbeat, and listen for whether the bass feels like it's breathing around the drums. That's the real goal here. Not just more bass. Better rhythm inside the bass. And once you hear that ghost note movement lock into the break, you'll start hearing that pirate radio energy come alive.